Today, what I would like to touch on, since it's a solo episode, I would love to explore high-value AV production. So I invite you to join me in reimagining how we approach event production, not just as a tool, but as a canvas for creating those unforgettable experiences, all the while keeping your budget firmly grounded.
Welcome to Events Demystified Podcast, where we explore and demystify the world of in-person, virtual, hybrid event AV production and technology by sharing insightful tips, tricks, and tactics to make your events a success. This podcast is brought to you by TreeFan Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency. And your host is Anka Trifan, a technical event planner and producer with almost two decades of hands-on technical experience in event production.
Hi friends, welcome to another episode of the Events Demystified podcast. I am your host, Anka Platon-Trifan, also CEO of Trifan Events, a woman-owned event AV production and technology agency known for its innovative approach. If you're just new to our podcast, I just wanted to give you a little bit of a background on who is behind the microphone. So bear with me for a moment. If you are one of our loyal listeners, you probably have heard this a few times by now. So I appreciate your patience. Over the years, I have been fortunate enough to receive several awards and accolades, but really what truly fills my heart with pride is founding two different communities that are very close to my heart, Fit Mindful Mavens and Women Behind the Scenes in Event Production. Out of the 20 plus years in event production, enhanced by my most recent bodybuilding fitness journey, which I'm sure you have heard all about in one of our seasons dedicated to mental and physical fitness. And with that side note, my next show is coming up in 23 days. By the time this episode posts, probably it's even closer. Anyway, out of all of those years of event production, and now combined with my journey into bodybuilding and mental and physical fitness, there came the need and the birth for a new blueprint for events, one that is built upon four core values: engagement, experience, empathy, and evolution. And this is what we call at Trifan Events the Fit for Events framework. And what it really does is it encapsulates a holistic approach to event management, blending AV production, innovative AI technology, audience engagement, and team empowerment, all with this underlying emphasis on mental and physical fitness, on smart agendas, on healthy choices, because we are on a mission to redefine the event experience, aiming to create the most effective and innovative events. And today, I invite you to join me in reimagining how we approach event production, not just as a tool, but as a canvas for creating those unforgettable experiences, all the while keeping your budget firmly grounded. But before I get to today's main topic, I have a few housekeeping details that I have to cover. The first one, it has to do with the frequency at which I put out episodes in 2024. And I know based on the feedback received during the survey that we sent out, some of you have been eager to see more of me on the air in solo episodes. And that's great. I am really deeply honored to hear that. But to be honest with you, I came out of last year super burned out. I would like to believe that I have recovered 2 months into the year, but the reality is I don't think I'm there yet. I would love to be there, but I still feel some days I really feel the burn. And the way I personally can tell that I'm still not fully recovered is by measuring my creative output. If I can generate original creative thoughts or topics, either for the podcast or maybe for a blog post or maybe for a LinkedIn article or a social media post, I know I'm not fully well and recovered. And I don't do myself a favor if I operate from scarcity instead of abundance. So there's that. Just being honest with you all so you know where I'm at. And of course, a byproduct of that has been my desire to scale down on the number of episodes I produce and I host every month. And I'm sort of like in between one or two max at this point, just so I can, you know, tend to my well-being, at least for the time being, until I feel like I'm fully recovered. The other element of this has been my event-related travels and my speaking engagements, which I am very grateful for, and I'm definitely interested in doing more of those now and in the future. My next one is gonna be South by Southwest, which I'm super excited about, especially since it's on the topic of women in event production, women in tech. That's what the track is that I'm going to speak on, and it really provides me with an opportunity to mentor the younger professionals entering this technical world. So that's super, super exciting and something that I'm passionate about. And then thirdly, we have finally analyzed all of the data from the survey that was sent out. And for the record, it was AI analyzed and human analyzed. So we have a pretty clear idea of the type of topics you all want for me to cover, as well as the type of experts you want me to bring on board, as well as some potential workshops on the horizon to be scheduled this year. And then lastly, but not least, as a thank you to all of you that have taken the time to enter this information and answer the questions in our survey, your name has been entered in our drawing. And the winner is the user with this one email address. The winner will receive an email with next steps, with the prize and congratulations, all of that jazz. Okay, so thank you so much for being a loyal listener. This is someone that apparently has been listening every single episode. I'm sorry I don't know your name, because we should have entered names in the survey, but at the end of the day, it wasn't so much about names. It was more about what is it that you're getting out of that. So if you like to share your name, I can do a shout out next episode. All right, now that we have covered all of that, let's get into today's topic. And today, I would like to share with you some tips on how, as an event planner, as a manager, organizer, whatever function you fill in the event vertical, you can still secure that next level high value AV production for your event without breaking the bank. And so the first thing we will explore are the core values, the core elements of high value event production. Then we'll dive into practical budgeting production tips, offering savvy insights to maximize impact while also minimizing cost. And lastly but not least, we'll be looking into the future. Looking ahead, we'll look at what the future of high value event production looks like, with a special emphasis on the integration of AI in AV, highlighting how technology is not just changing the game, but elevating it. All right, so with all of that, I hope that you are excited about this episode as much as I am. I mean, it is a solo episode. I haven't done one since probably December. So, okay, it hasn't been that long, but still, I feel like it's been a minute. And now for the fun of it, I would love to entertain you with a little story. I will take you back for a moment to my early days in AV production. Analog was the keyword. Analog mixers, speakers, video switchers, projectors, parkins, Lico lights, no LED in sight. Wireless mics were still operating in the now prohibited 700 megahertz spectrum, with little to no room analyzing smart tools that now we have, like Shure Workbench and the type of RF analyzers available now. So picture this. I just started working for a production company in LA, and I was fresh out of school, and I was tasked with delivering sound for a wedding. I mean, how hard could it be, right? Here's the kicker. I was armed with nothing but raw enthusiasm and the most basic AV gear. Little did I know that the RF interference on those wireless mics I was sent off with would turn out to be my biggest enemy. The ceremony, even though it was set against this wonderful backdrop, was plagued by the capricious nature of RF interference. Every crackle and every pop from those mics during the vows was a harsh lesson in the reality, in the nature of how technology doesn't always play nice, and also in the importance, the critical importance of quality equipment. That was the day when I truly understand that in the world of AV, sometimes your biggest challenges are invisible, but the lessons learned are crystal clear. And from those trials by fire, I emerged not just unscathed, but also enlightened. Those early battles with the RF demons laid the foundation of what I would become an advocate for excellence in AV. Now recognized as a leading woman in the field, having worked with and for many A-list celebrities and high-level clients, and also having witnessed firsthand the fascinating evolution of AV and event production. Recently, I had the honor of delivering the same topic in front of the Cater Source in-person audience in Austin, Texas, and I asked the audience what did they think about when they hear high-value AV event production. What comes to their mind? And I had this QR code to a word cloud poll that they could enter three words to describe what that meant to them, and the results were quite insightful. I shared that in a LinkedIn post recently, and it was fascinating to see all the words pop up on the screen. Now, when I think about it, I think of it as it has to include certain must-have elements that form a strong foundation, the foundation upon which high-value event production is built upon. This foundation is made of seven critical elements that contribute to an event success. These elements that go by the acronym PARTNER define essential qualities, all of which are instrumental in creating that perfect harmony between technical prowess and client satisfaction, making every event memorable and engaging. It's not merely about having an AV company who can set up mics, lights, and screens, but rather a partner as an extension to your team that works closely with you, teaching you the basics and guiding you on what would be the most beneficial for you event. What would be the most beneficial for you and your event at an affordable price? Professionalism, affordability, reliability, trustworthiness, nimbleness, excellence, and rapport, these aren't just buzzwords. They're the pillars of a partnership that elevates your event from good to unforgettable. In other words, high-value event production is about forming a partnership that really brings that peace of mind, the trust, and the flawless execution, all while delivering maximum value, both in terms of the seamless experience it provides and the impact that it has. Now that we know those critical elements that form the foundation upon which an event's success lies in regards to AV, let's talk budget. The allure of the latest AV technology and those ideal venues is quite strong, yet it's the budget that ultimately grounds our decisions. And smart budgeting is a critical aspect of high-value AV event production. The concept of fast, good, cheap, pick two, underscores the need for strategic financial planning, in many cases way before you're ready to ask for that initial AV quote. Next, I would like to explore some core planning considerations, and we'll touch on each one of those elements, and I'll provide a few tips for each to help you make better informed budgeting decisions. One of the most important ones is figuring out why is your event happening in the first place. Before diving into the nitty-gritty of technical event planning, it's crucial to define the event's objectives and the goals, aiming for a significant impact on your attendees. This step ensures that every dollar spent amplifies your event's purpose. Before we move any further, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Trifan Events, which is a boutique event planning and production agency that will come alongside you, offering personalized event planning and technical support, strategic event design, production and technology management, and flawless execution for live, virtual, and hybrid events. The team at Trifan Events is passionate about planning and producing event experiences that get people involved with true moments of interaction, engagement, and co-creation, while offering white glove treatment throughout the entire planning process, enabling you to reach your event goals with the use of creativity, production tools, and event technology. To find out how Trifan Events can plan and produce your event become memorable, go to trifanevents.com. It's not just about putting on a show. It's about making every dollar shout your event's purpose from the rooftops. What is the event meant to achieve? What is the desired impact on the attendees? Understanding how AV can enhance the event experience is crucial for designing a high-value event. A deep dive into audience analysis is essential for crafting a high-value event that is tailored to attendee preferences and expectations and limitations, ensuring a memorable experience aligned with the event's core objectives. Now, budgeting is a skill and involves more than just assigning cost to items. It requires an understanding of the purpose and the objectives of the event, a deep analysis of your audience, and informed decisions around your event's duration and location. Now, let's focus on the venue. It's not just about the aesthetics. It's also about understanding the hidden cost that could potentially turn the venue of your dreams into a budgeting nightmare. Understanding the fine print on charges related to power, rigging, union-related charges, Wi-Fi, and loading, load-out dock charges and availability is crucial to avoid any unpleasant surprises. Moving on, think about the schedule. Careful agenda management and meticulous planning can save a lot of money. A slight extension on the event day or a change in room setup can significantly increase your labor cost. Therefore, it's crucial to plan your event timing and staff scheduling strategically to manage this cost effectively. Next, let's look at the event format. Is it going to be in person? Is it going to be hybrid or online? Each option requires a distinct production approach and has its unique financial and logistical impact. Then there is the question of in-house AV versus outsourced AV. While in-house teams may seem like a good option, they sometimes, more often than not, lack the specialized experience in event production. They do AV, but they don't do event production, and there is a difference. On the other hand, choosing a smaller woman-owned or people of color-owned AV agency offers advantages in personalized service because they cannot afford not to give you the best of what they have, and also a commitment to diversity. Finally, it's important to remember that achieving a balance between high production value and budget constraints involves understanding the trade-offs each decision entails. High-value AV production hinges not just on the technical prowess, but on the dedicated team behind it. By engaging a skilled and trustworthy production company or agency that is genuinely invested in your event success and is responsive and is there for you, you can guarantee an unforgettable attendee experience and a smooth process for the entire team, not just for the attendees, because it's also the people that work on the event that matter. All right, we're not done yet. Next, I would like to dive into the future of high-value event production with a special focus on the integration of AI in AV. Now, I've also had an episode in December about this special AV AI fusion. So if you want to dive deeper, this is going to be just the top level today. But if you want to dive deeper into this topic, make sure that you check out that episode. Imagine light shows that can react to music and audience emotions, or realistic VR environments where AI can customize the experience based on the attendee preferences. This is the future of event production, an era where events not only engage, but also deeply resonate with attendees on emotional and well-being levels. The concept of wellness integration represents such a visionary future that I'm super passionate about, where we have AV, AI, and neuroscience converge to enhance events for both mental and physical well-being, as we have talked about and are embodying in our Fit for Events framework. This innovative intersection aims to deepen event experiences by designing them not only for engagement, but also for attendees' well-being. By utilizing AI to translate biometric data such as heart rates or stress levels, which allows for a real-time adjustment of the environment to maximize comfort and engagement. This could involve, you know, modifying lighting or changing music for relaxation during some intense discussions, or maybe changing the tempo to re-energize the audience and offering a holistic approach to the event experience. Neuroscience confirms that there is a significant impact that our environment has on our mental states. And with technology that can explore and translate and respond to emotions, we are transforming how we connect and engage at events. This evolution promises a future where events not only engage, but also deeply resonate with ourselves, with our emotions, with our well-being. And I'm super excited about some of the advancements that are coming out since like every single day, which are ushering in a new era of event production, crafting those unique experiences that promote holistic well-being and emotional resonance, making a shift towards events that prioritize personalization and the overall health of the participants. I encourage each one of you to really look into this, into the future of this, to embrace it, to explore it, to research it, and imagine the possibilities. There is a lot of potential to be had, and redefining the event experience for the future is something that I'm super excited and passionate about. And with that, thank you so much for allowing me today to explore with you the Fit Events framework that not only addresses some of the budget concerns, but also enhances your event's impact through AV production, AI technology, and strategic planning for the benefit of our thriving audiences and empowered behind-the-scenes teams. A more elaborate dive into budget tips and budget considerations, it's actually listed right now on our blog in two different blog posts part one and part two, and it goes way beyond what I could have put on the air today. So if you're interested to exploring more tips, I would highly encourage that you check out those two blogs. I will make sure to have the links in the episode notes as well. And with that, we're wrapping up this episode. If you enjoyed it and you want to connect to learn more about our work, check out 3 Fun Events. There is a whole lot more to explore and learn there. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to demystify the dynamic world of event production and AI technology as it impacts our events and the future of it. Until then, this is your host, Anca Platon-Trifan, signing off. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Events Demystified podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to review it, rate it, and share it with other event professionals that could benefit from it. Connect with us on social at Events Demystified Podcast. We would love to hear from you and what you're up to. If you'd like to learn more about 3 Fun Events services and find out if we're a good fit in supporting your event, can we help your event be successful with a 20-minute free consultation? Link in the episode's notes. Thanks for tuning in.